Welcome to Wisdom Talk Radio, a collaborative community of explorers in conscious living.
I'm in the midst of planning a retreat in Barcelona in April. And I've been reflecting on all the different pieces and parts of that and, you know, all of the things that go into what we're creating. And the outer environment, the environment in which we do this is such an important aspect because it's the energetic component for the transformation of the participants. It's that energetic support. And then if I kind of go on from there and I start thinking about, you know, where we live, where we work, a whole world of potential opens up when you actively bring consciousness to those environments. So I've invited Marie Diamond, who is a master of feng shui, to help us bring this to life. So stay here and be dazzled. Be dazzled, be informed, be illuminated, because there's a lot that we're going to have an opportunity to get into and to learn about from Marie. Welcome. I'm Laurie Seymour, host of Wisdom Talk Radio and CEO and founder of the Baca Institute and creator of the Quantum Connection Process. Discover your unique connection with the essence of who you are by taking the Quantum Connection Quiz. You know, we're each designed to directly connect with Source differently and in our own unique style. And knowing that style, both your superpower or your, you know, the things that you bring mastery to and your learning edge, because we each have our own learning edge in life too. That opens a deeper connection with the universe and with your ability to connect with the universe. It's the secret to creating what you want in your life, because who you are is really exactly who is needed. Marie Diamond is one of the world's top transformational leaders. She is the star of the major network TV show, Feng Shui Your Life. She's a best-selling author and expert teacher on the law of attraction and feng shui. She's an energy master and is a business and spiritual mentor to celebrity CEOs and top entrepreneurs. In her latest book, Feng Shui Your Life, she goes into practical applications for you. How do you use this in your everyday life? And I want to just highlight this too, is for her humanitarian work, she has been knighted a dame. There's not a lot of people that can say that. Welcome, Marie. I am really thrilled to have you here on Wisdom Talk Radio.
Thank you so much, Laurie, for having me here. I'm so excited for this interview.
Great, great. So I think that we probably need to do some foundational laying. You know, I'm sure everybody has asked you this anytime you're speaking anywhere. Let's create a common ground for us to, you know, what is feng shui and why?
So yeah, feng shui is a Chinese energy system that is really working with the flow of energy in your environment. So I would say the Chinese shamans thousands of years ago were aware of qi, of energy. Mm-hmm. And so they found that both in the body, and then they found systems to deal with that, and they would call it acupuncture. Mm-hmm. They would work with the health and the well-being and activating the qi by using tai chi or qigong. Mm-hmm. So in a way, feng shui is similar, but is focused on how is the flow of qi in the places where you live, sleep, mm-hmm. and work. So it's connecting not with the physical body directly, but with the outer body that we live in. Mm-hmm. And so for thousands of years, this information was passed on and was specifically, I would say, focused towards the people that were in power, the imperial family. Were aware of that, the mandarins, so the people that had knowledge and power. And the common people were not so much aware of it, or just small little trinkets of information. Mm-hmm. And it's actually after the Chinese Revolution, the Cultural Revolution, in the last century that a lot of these feng shui masters left actually China and started working with some of the families that also left China and brought it into the more Asian culture like Singapore, Malaysia, you know, Hong Kong. So they kind of left and brought some of that information with them. And some of them stayed, of course, in China. So, but it's only in the 80s that that information started coming into the English and American, I would say, platforms. And that is where, you know, people start understanding, they already knew that somehow. And we all know it, that your environment is important. We feel it when we come into space and we're like, oh, I don't like the space. And even if you go into a restaurant, sometimes like, yeah, I'm not going to stay here. And you leave and you feel there's a vibe.
Yeah, and it could be even a beautiful space, but still.
It could be the most beautiful place, but somehow you feel it, right? Mm-hmm. Or even in your own space, you're like, I don't like sitting in that corner, but I love sitting in that corner. And it's perhaps not the most beautiful corner, but it's a vibe. Right. And so I do believe women especially are very connected with that. And then when the vibe is off, they clean up or they redecorate or, you know, they hang something new. So they feel like they want to do something with it, but they have no idea there's a system behind it that for thousands of years have been, I would say, unfolded by principles and formulas. And so that is actually what feng shui is about. And so when I've got to know really the information about it and started implementing it. For me, it was like, oh, everybody should know this information. Oh. And so it became part of my journey to bring this to millions of people.
What was it in you that drew you to it? I mean, you know, we each have our own life story, and I'm not so much, you know, asking you to go into your whole life story, but something in you said, this is important to me, and this is important for me to bring out.
Well, it really happened when I was 15 years old. I had a near-death experience after being run over by a truck. And once I came back to life and more in a healthy place, I asked my spiritual mentor that I already had for a couple of years, I asked him, like, what did I do wrong? I mean, I've been praying, I've been meditating, I've been really doing all the right things that you have shared with me. And still, I attracted having this accident, almost lost my life. And he just said very, very briefly, you have bad feng shui. And I was like, what does that mean? Like, you have to understand, I grew up in a Catholic family in Belgium, in Europe. Mm-hmm. So I went to the library, and of course, there was no books on feng shui at that point, right, in my language. And so there was no internet to research. And so I asked him further, and he said, like, the place where you sleep is really affecting your good luck. And the place where I slept, I really didn't like it. There was just very heavy energy. Mm-hmm. And so I asked my parents if I could change bedrooms. And then I would change it in some colors that I love, because I had taken on the bedroom of my sister, but, you know, she left the house already. And so I just started designing my own space more intuitively, probably, know exactly what I was doing. But there were some principles I had heard him talk about. And so by doing that energetically, I felt so much better. It's like from being burnt at school, I started having a lot of friends. So there were some principles I was using, and I was like, oh my God, this is really working.
Wow. Right?
And so I kept using them till when I was already a spiritual teacher at 31, I was already teaching people about meditation, about the law of attraction, where I reconnected in with that information and started really studying in Asia about what really feng shui was about, about bringing it together. And I started seeing that, you know, most people, they are focusing on only one part of manifestation and the quantum physics field. And so most people will think they have access to the quantum physics field, or they can change it by their mindset, by their behavior, by the actions they take. Others will say, and we would call that the human luck. Others will say, no, it's your connection with your soul, with the universe, with God. through prayer, through meditation, through rituals. And that is what they call your spiritual luck. But the feng shui masters say there is a third way in to connecting with the quantum physics field, and that's your environment. They say one has as much, you know, there's like 33% each. So it's not all your destiny and your karma and your spiritual luck. It's not all your mindset and your way you behave and the way you actions. There is an environment that is all the time really affecting you. And I was like, wow, that just makes so much sense. And so I changed things around. I felt so much better. And so then I started understanding the principles, the formulas, because there's, you know, this very intrinsic system like acupuncture. I mean, it's not finding where in the body are things blocked. We can actually find in the house where things need to be activated, where some things are blocked.
Okay, so that's an interesting thing, the blocks and the activations. So in the body, we do. I used to study acupuncture years and years and years ago. And there would, and even in, actually in everything I do, there's always the sense of how are we needing to move into what's possible for us?
Yeah.
And so it feels like there's a connection there. It feels like there's a connection between, you know, that which is inherently possible or, you know, our potential, what we came in to realize, and the ways in which we are blocking it through our own lack of consciousness.
Yeah, it's for sure. You know, if we vote on, we can look at the home and see it from a perspective of life aspects like career, money, health, relationships. We can look at it from perspective of family, like the people we connect in, where's the mother energy, the father energy, your child, your ancestors. So we can look at that perspective. So we can look at even organs. Literally, we can find in the home where, for example, if you have problems with your hands, where would you need to activate that energy? Or when you have problems with your liver, you will always look at the center of the home because that's where the liver and stomach is situated. So, and especially if then you block that by clutter, for example, by putting things in that area that create chaos, then it will reflect back in a subconscious way because everything around you is what I call a three-dimensional vision board. In a subconscious way, it reflects back on your body, on your mind. And so by then decluttering that area, you will change the vibration. So that is deblocking it. But also sometimes you need to deblock it because it's the wrong images that hang there, the wrong colors, the attributes that are there. So I'll give you an example. Everybody also based on their birthday have a personal aspect to the home, like a success, a health, relationship, and wisdom energy that is personal for them. And we're going deeper into that in a while. But for example, this man had is in his health direction in his living room. And by coincidence, in his bedroom, he had an image of, you know, this Greek statues without hands and legs. Yeah. And he had all the time issues with his joints of his elbows and his knees. He was still quite young. And he was like, they couldn't really find the solution for it. And then I found out that where his health was need to be activated it was by that statue. So I asked him to remove it and to put it somewhere where it would not affect him. To look for an image where he was like, he was a young athlete, where he was running, or looking at somebody at his age that was like doing some sport, having these images up. And it's not that suddenly that the solution came that he was less stiff and less pain in his joints, but he started attracting better healers and doctors. So it doesn't always mean that you are recovering, but that you attract solutions towards your life because you're opening up a portal in the quantum physics field. That's that I always send a different message out in the quantum field that's around you. So that's
a brilliant distinction. I mean, that's a nuance that I don't think people will automatically understand, and so important.
Yeah,
because if we're connected to everything, how we manifest what is needed for us goes directly to what we're resonating.
Correct. It's really the law of resonance. And so when things around you are resonating with you in a positive way, with your goals and your vision, then it manifests faster. Yeah. Because most people think, I just have to resonate in my body and mind. Actually, you know, Feng Shui says, no, the resonance of the field around you is as effective and will influence you subconsciously, constantly, like 24 hours a day, even if in that space even, it will still affect you. And so once I understood that by my own experiences, I wanted to understand how could I activate, like how could I put the acupuncture in place, literally. So if it's a color, if it's a form, if it's an element, like for example, there are five elements, water, fire, earth, metal, and wood. If in certain areas I need to put to activate it, like a life plan, if I would put there a crystal, it would perhaps block it or diminish the energy. Because we have what we call the cycles of five elements, the positive, the weakening cycle. So elements can support you, elements can block you. It can be images that are around you. And so sometimes that's the easiest to change, is to become aware, what do you have around you? Like, is that what you are looking for? So if you, for example, are into attracting romance, but in your bedroom there are only images of people alone in the image, then you're actually saying to the universe, I'm totally fine with that resonance of being by myself. So if I then say, well, why don't you take that away and look for images that show a couple, show two hearts, show, you know, energies that are duos, like show that you're ready for receiving that resonant field back to you. And then, of course, there's more to it, but that's all explained, of course, also in my book, Feng Shui Your Life, because it's so important to understand that whatever you want in your life, and you resonate with it in yourself, but there's a mess up of the story around you, right?
Some kind of misalignment?
Yes, it's totally a misalignment. It's not aligned between your spirit, body, mind, and your environment. I always say the environment will win because it's bigger than you. You're constantly in it. Yeah, you can have a lot of willpower, but that willpower is never, you know, going to win over the environmental power that you have.
And willpower is exhausting. When you're trying, it doesn't let you receive. It means you've got to be on alert.
On alert all the time. And that's why I love about Feng Shui is like you put things in and then people start seeing the shifts in a very natural way. There's an effortless energy that comes in, an easiness. And people always say to me, like, Marie, how did you get to do all these things? I'm like, well, I have good feng shui, you know. Literally, of course, I meditate and I'm aligning with the quantum field. But even if I forget about it, my home is still thinking about it.
Exactly. So is there a difference between is there a difference between unblocking and activating?
Well, there is actually, you know, because sometimes first taking things away is unblocking it. So if you have the wrong image or the wrong element there and you take it away, you unblock it. So it means it becomes instead of being a downward spiral, it becomes, so you won't have that resistance anymore that happens when it's blocked. But then still you come in a neutral way, you will feel better. But you still are not, you know, aligning yet with what you really desire.
Well, and what you desire and maybe even what your potential is.
What your potential is, correct. Yes. And so when you are activating then with the right image, with the right plan, with the right element, and even sitting the right direction, because that's part of it, activating what is personally very strong for you, people start seeing like literally this upward spiral. And it's like your real destiny can sometimes not happen, or your full potential, as you would call it, full soul potential, because if your environment is blocking it. And so my grandmaster always said, if your environment is okay, you will ultimately get a better mindset, and ultimately you will fulfill your destiny.
Because you're starting from that outside environment and immediately going.
You're creating a foundation, right? Yeah. So a lot of people tap in from the destiny perspective and pulling it in and pulling it down. Feng Shui says, create the right environment so that your soul naturally can bring its full potential.
Yes. So, you know, Marie, you have really created such an incredible worldwide following, and you've worked with countless luminaries. But why are people so drawn to this?
Well, I think because, first of all, they start feeling that they're hitting a ceiling, with some of the traditional methods that are existing, even luminaries, like the late Bob Proctor, Jack Canfield, Marianne Williamson, John Gray, Rhonda Byrne, people that have already amazing knowledge and are amazing sharing their wisdom. Even in their own life, they feel that sometimes they have only been focused on these two-thirds manifesting their full potential. And so then when they're hitting the ceiling, they attracted me in their lives, right? Because I'm a Western woman, but I'm trained as a classical feng shui master. But I brought feng shui together with brainwaves, and I brought it together with the quantum physics field. And so for them, they understand it the way I explain it. I said, yes, you want all these things, and you do it with this huge willpower and amazing mindset. But as your environment is telling a different story, it will ultimately be harder. And feng shui means literally wind and water. And think about, we are wind and water. We are breath and we are water. So if the wind and the water around us is toxic, energetically not aligned, then our breath and our, water system, right, is not going to be healthy and healthy. But at the same time, it is also stopping you from going to the top of that mountain, that full potential that you speak about. Will get there with willpower, but it will be with the wind against you. Harsh at that point. So when your feng shui is good, then it's like everything is easy. It's like you have the wind behind you.
Yes.
You get that little push forward. And so that's what I experienced in my own life, is that people say like, wow, so much people do so much hard work, and you think about something and it manifests.
Right.
Yeah, but the thing is, I don't think by myself. I think and my home thinks with me.
Think and my home thinks with me. That's so beautifully said.
And so that's a good quote there.
Yeah, I mean, that is a good quote there. So what are some of the misconceptions that you have seen out there regarding feng shui?
So I think the first is that people think that because, it sounds very, Asian, and that they feel like it's only like for a certain culture that it works. While this is our principles that work for any culture, right? Mm-hmm. Some people think, well, let's connect with a religion. Now, feng shui is not a religion. I have worked with people from all religions in the world. Mm-hmm. And so it is really, it helps even your religion, because we have something called the wisdom direction. And literally when, and it's in the book, it explains that, is that whatever religion, whatever spiritual belief you have, we can actually activate that even in your home in a certain place. So that if you are, Christian, we can definitely help you to make sure you are even more aligned with your background. If you're, let's say you are more a spiritual believer or a Buddhist, we can make sure you may put certain things that are even activating that, that your connection is even stronger. So I love that about it, that it's just really, accessible for whoever you are. It's not created in China and was kept for so long in China. that it is not something that everybody can use. And that's why, you know, for me, it's a big focus to make it mainstream.
Yeah, I mean, it becomes neutral, really, because it's truth.
It is. And I think most people, even the Western world, they have a sense of it, but they just did not know yet, like that there was a tradition or there's some knowledge to the energy. Like, let's say, you know, 20, 30 years ago, people were not aware of acupuncture and they could feel like, oh, there's this pain here, right? Doesn't make sense, right? And now they know that pain could perhaps be your liver or your intestines, right? That are speaking up, and now people are more open to that. So in a way, what I love bringing is to make it very practical and very personal. So that is why we created a Mary Diamond app. It is free, accessible on all the app stores, where people, and that's connected with the book, of course, where people can literally calculate, it's a calculation system, having their birth date and their birth gender creates an energetic profile. And that profile is actually telling you how your energy flows and how your connection with the flow of the environment is. Based on that, there are always four compass directions that are strong for you and four that is less strong. So we call it like four are yang, active, and four are yin, they're sleeping.
Okay.
And so your success direction is actually something you can activate right away. And so we have, when people go to the app, they will get also a diamond compass, and compass shows success. So for me, that's Southwest. I don't know what that is for you, Lori, but for some,
I'm a four. My personal number is a four.
Oh, your North is your success direction. So what it means is that people then hold the compass and they hold it like on the level of the heart in the center of the space. And then you look what is in the North. Yeah. Now, in the Southwest, for me, is my success direction. Of course, I have there in my workspace, my awards, my books, my, symbols of success that I feel aligned with. It needs to be you, right? So I am not a real estate person. So I don't have my real estate certificate there, for example. Right? So I have other things there that just resonate with me. Yes. And so when people look at that and they first declutter that area, they first take away from it what is wrong. Like, I was just looking at somebody's success direction and they had all books that are like murder books. Yeah, like thrillers.
Murder mysteries.
Murder mysteries. Now, to be honest, if that is what you're creating, you're a writer of that, or if you are creating a productions television series on that, that's perfect to place at there, right? Because that resonates with you, even if it's about murder mysteries, your passion to bring that forward. But if that is not, then this will actually subconsciously giving you to murder your success all the time.
Okay, so let me follow that, because so many people have home offices, especially after COVID. That's become much more of a thing. And okay, so for me, you said North is my success direction. Well, that's North right behind me. So, and behind the screen is mirrored closet doors. So I block it because of the visual, but I'm also curious about, you know, I face South. So I'm.
So if you look at your directions, you will see South is actually one of your good directions. So we always try to face the direction, and very important, we try to face always the door.
Right. So my door is right here. So when we're looking at doors, that was a question I had. If you're talking about offices, because your book talks a lot about that, are you talking about your front door, your office door?
So it's always the door of the space that you are in.
Okay.
Okay, so right now your door is to the 90 degrees to the side. That means that you are not in a power position. Because in a power position, you see the door. You're like the queen, you're the king of your president.
So even though I can see it from my peripheral vision.
Yeah, but you always have to turn around when somebody comes in. Mm-hmm. So my vision is that you can sit in front if you see them, right? Mm-hmm. I have the door over there. So I even if I look at you, I still can see people coming in. Mm-hmm. I don't have to turn myself.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
So in a way, that is not your best position, right? Mm-hmm. So for you, if you would be, there are several steps, right? So the first one is trying to sit in a power position that makes you stronger. You'll be more respected, mm-hmm. seen as a leader in your field. Yeah, that's the first thing.
Even if no one is coming into this space, it's not
coming.
About that. Yes.
It's all about your positioning.
Yes, yes.
So even if it's all online, like I'm speaking with you online, but I'm still in a power position, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So the second thing is we try to also face one of our good directions. And so we can see that on the app. There are some directions that are empty. That means it's not really affecting you in a positive way. So we try to always face a good direction. So for example, for you sitting in the south facing north, you would see the door.
But I wouldn't get to see outside. I have this beautiful
view outside. I understand, but you're in business and your clients do not come in through the windows.
Okay.
Yeah. So that's exactly what I had to say to Jack Canfield, right? Mm-hmm. Jack Canfield was doing the same thing. I said to people, your business is not the outside. Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Wow.
So you need to position yourself so you can see the door,
mm-hmm.
still keep that screen in front of the mirrors. And then put something in front of that screen, a little table where you put perhaps some logos, where you put some things that you want to connect with, like you're working online, so you want to connect with a lot of people worldwide. So it could be you create a little globe there. Mm. So there are some symbols that you can place that resonate for you. I don't know what that is for you.
Sure.
Yeah? Or something that represents radio or, you know, anything. But then you will be in a better position. So I would suggest to try this out. And so to know that literally what you're doing is you will attract more leadership energy, mm-hmm. and people will respect you more and people will see you like, wow, this is amazing information she's bringing.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be facing north. First of all, is your success direction. So your brainwave, your resonant field will actually come to your full potential. Right now, from the way you sit up, you are not able to reach that full potential with an easiness. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So it's been a lot of hard work and a lot of willpower. You still get there.
Yeah. But it doesn't have that flow.
It doesn't have that flow. Yeah. So that's, for example, when I'm sitting here in my office, I am facing the door and then I look at which directions I can sit. And so for me, it's my wisdom direction, what is great. Because teacher, I love to share my wisdom, right? I don't see my success direction, but it's still there. So in the quantum field, it is still activated. And I have a relationship direction where I put some symbols of people I work with and things that I resonate with or people I want to work with. So I put that there because even if I'm not, you know, looking at it in the quantum field, I'm still resonating with it.
Exactly.
So this is kind of how we work. And of course, the book helps you to go through this very practical. It's a beginner's guide to get through all the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And so, but it really shifts you to really live your full potential in an effortless way. Yeah.
I love that. It has such grace to it.
It does. Yeah.
It does.
Can't wait to see your changes.
So just to continue for another moment on this practical level, what's one thing that everybody should avoid in their homes, according to feng shui?
So I think one thing I would definitely say to people is to try to avoid having mirrors in the bedroom. So when you have mirrors in the bedroom, you are actually doubling, first of all, your body. Yeah. So when your body is stressed, when your body is tired, you're doubling that vibration.
Ah.
If you feel, you're actually doubling yourself. That means, again, you're doubling your solitude, your single, being single. view with people, you're doubling the partnership. So our partners have more tendency to look outside of the relationship. Mm-hmm. So it's always something that we try to avoid, because mirrors can be placed in areas where there's a lot of activity. So, for example, a dining room, or like in restaurants, they use that a lot, mm-hmm. right? Hallway. So where people are walking, or, you know, spaces where there's life. But where you're sleeping, you want to avoid it. And they have done some tests in China, and they have seen that when people have mirrors doubling their bed, they have higher blood pressure, more easier. They have white blood cells instead of red blood cells. They have more inflammation, and they also gain faster weight. So it's really interesting. So I always think people cover that at night, put a screen in front of it, or move it, but also understand that your television is also sometimes reflected.
Absolutely.
Yeah? So cover it with a fabric at night. You will start seeing, first of all, you will sleep better. That's the first thing everybody tells me. Is in the morning, they're more rested, they're more energized. Because it really takes away from your vitality when you have that's especially in the United States. I see this everywhere, right?
And
very interesting. Europe people don't have mirrors in the bedroom, like at least like 10%.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. So that's one thing I would do. And I also would try to avoid to have like plants out that are dead or that are broken or are sharp edged. Because it comes away, everything that is round is seen as positive. So oval, round, everything that is sharp considered negative, and it creates more nervousness in the room. So when people have a lot of cacti or sharp edged plants around them, they start feeling much more on edge visually. There's like, it affects their nervousness.
Sounds like it activates their nervous system.
Correct. Yes. Even if it's further away, but I've seen people becoming really ill even when such a big plant with sharp leaves is close to them or next to them. And we remove that, and then the immune system, it kicks back in. And it feels so much better. So anything that is dead, dead animal skin, anything that's broken, you know, let it go, because it's all about new and fresh and beautiful and round and warm energy.
And, you know, and as you speak and you use those kinds of words, I feel that, you know, you radiate that.
Yeah.
So that's really quite beautiful. One last question as we're wrapping up. Why do you think it's so important for people to gain clarity about what they want in their lives?
Well, I think it's because when you have clarity, then it's like you can send out clear messages into the quantum field, into the universe. So if you just, I always compare it this way. If somebody goes to a shop and you say to the shop owner, I want a dress. And then the shop owner will say, well, go ahead, find your dress. But if you say, no, I want a dress in blue with short leaves, that size, then, you know, the shop will say, oh, I have exactly what you want. And so the fastness, the speed of manifestation will be stronger when you're clear about what you want, because otherwise it's like a big shopping mall and you get lost in it. So knowing what you want and getting goals in place, and I love the word goal in English because it says go all, right? So go to the all, go to the universe, yeah? Connect in with the universe, but connect in with clarity. And when I work with clients, you know, before I do the feng shui, I will always say, like, what is it exactly that you desire right now? Like, they tell and say, yeah, but it's just not clear enough. You know, let's work a little bit more on that clarity, because exactly what you desire is what you will receive. And we can align it then. If you say, like, I just want harmony, but what does that mean? Harmony in what? In your health, in your relationships, in your money? I mean, tell me more, right? So when we have clarity, then literally the universe can give you clear messages back and clear manifestation.
Yeah. That's what I wanted to ask you, because I felt like it's a real key piece to the whole, how do you bring feng shui into your life and into your home? And, you know, without that clarity is such a key piece.
Yes, and that's how we start in the book, Feng Shui Your Life, is to talk about what is exactly that you want and get clarity about your goals. And so that then you can skip through the book and say, oh, I want health. Hey, there's a whole health. I want to experience a change in my money level. How can I create that? So by going through that, because you can, with feng shui, do so much. You know, there's so much possibilities that we can help you with, but we need, you know, to start somewhere.
Right.
And I think it's something that a lot of people want to live their full potential, but they don't know yet what they want to do with that full potential.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Yeah, if they have a sensing without a picture, really.
Correct.
Yeah. So Marie, how can people find out more, find the book, find your website? Share a little about that.
Yeah, the book Feng Shui Your Life, they can find that, of course, in all good bookstores, and they can find it on Amazon worldwide. And for the app, the Marie Diamond app, you just put in Marie Diamond, you get it in all the app stores, of course, online. And they can go to mariediamond.com. They can go to my Instagram with amazing videos. Marie Diamond Official, same for the YouTube channel, Marie Diamond Official. So there's a lot of wonderful information out there that is available for free or for a small amount so that you can start. So there's no excuse for you to start living feng shui your life.
Wonderful. Wonderful. And thank you so much for your generosity and for what you're doing in the world, because I can feel your passion and what this is bringing in terms of people really being able to live what they're here to do.
I love doing this work. And thank you so much, Lori, for having me on this show, but also for what you do in bringing this wisdom to the world. I really appreciate that too.
Thank you. Thank you. And I want to thank our listeners and our viewers for being with us today at Wisdom Talk Radio. And please join us here regularly for more wisdom, discovery, and illumination. You can find us, you know, wherever you listen to podcasts, including you'll see the videos on YouTube. And if you've enjoyed our episode today, please do leave us a review, because that allows more people to discover Wisdom Talk Radio. And more importantly, to discover this kind of information and wisdom that is out here and available. And if you want to know more about how to thrive with your quantum, your personal quantum connection, take the quantum quiz now and discover your own quantum connection style. And we'll see you next time.
Thanks for joining us here at Wisdom Talk Radio. We wish you well in your conscious explorations. For more information and to join in the conversation, our website is wisdomtalkradio.com. or at Wisdom Talk Radio on Facebook.